2, 1, blast off. We are in the Art Scroll on page 14, Ha'alicha Bedrachav, on the bottom. Thank you, Reb Zev. And we are on the we are in the introduction still. We are page 5, Hey in the green Feldheim, bottom paragraph, Ha'alicha Bedrachav. Mir Tashem will finish the introduction today. And we're talking about the pasuk of Va'ata Yisro Ma'ashem Alokecha, Shol Me'imach, what does Hashem want from us? So at the end of the day, yes, it might be hard a little bit, it might be a little bit challenging, but it's pretty basic. And we have a map, which we're going to talk about as we get into the first few prakim, about a map of how to reach where you want to reach. And it's identified in this pasuk. It's basically based on the pasuk. And the first two things, the first thing actually, this is the second thing, was hayira, because what does it say? Va'ata Yisrael, now, what does Hashem want from me? Kiim liyira, es Hashem lokecha. Right? He just wants us to have yira, which we spoke about what that means in very brief. The second thing is, where we're up to is halicha bedrachav, is going in his ways. It's actually a mitzvah in this week's parsha. It's actually one of the 613 mitzvahs to go in the ways of Hashem. Mahu rachum afas, he's going to say. Halichav drog, goli nani yosher amidus sikunam. So the second thing that Hashem wants from us is to have good midos and to be a loving, good person who spreads kind things, as he's going to say. Humashibir is the Gemara in Shabbos. Mahu rachum mamash, this week's parsha, is the mitzvah. So it's a hug and a kiss from Hashem that we're up to that right now. Just like Hashem has mercy, we want you to have mercy. Just like Hashem does chesed, so too Hashem wants you to do chesed. He gives to the poor, you give to the poor. Basically, you are emulating Hashem. You're trying to copy Hashem, to follow Hashem. Basically, you want to be straight and you want to be pushed in a good direction. As Chazal say, Kol shehi tiferes leisev, tiferes le min adam. Incredible Mishnah. What does that mean? It means it fits good for you, it fits good for people, it's a good, there's good vibes, energy, good things all around. As he's going to say, Kol ha'olech ha'tachzat ha'amitis tainu shetolat ha'chizek ha'torv ha'tikon achvas ha'medinas. Basically, you're bringing love. Right, as we know, heavy mitalmidav shel Aaron, oyev shalom virodev shalom, that you make a kiddush Hashem, you're loving, you're giving good energy to everyone around you. That's number two. Number three is ahava, love. What does that mean? She nikba b'leva adam. That's the third thing in the pasuk. Ava levis baruch hashem tisora nafsho lachas lasos nachas ruch lefanav. I don't have to. I want to. I don't live in the world of should and I have to. I want to. I want to give nachas. I want to do good things for Hashem. I want Hashem to have a nachas ruach. Doesn't say the word proud. Nachas ruach doesn't mean proud. It means pleasing, a good feeling, a nachas, like meloshen menucha. Ah, that feels good. Hashem's like, ah, I like that guy. I like that. I mean, Hashem loves us all, but like, you know what I mean? Your nachas ruach, just like naturally you want to please your parents, you want to please your father, your mother, and it hurts you if you're not able to please your parents or other people don't please your parents. That's a natural instinct for every child to want to do that. So we want that somehow to be to wake up for our relationship with Hashem as well. And it bothers you if somebody doesn't do that. Well, obviously, we're going to go the whole sefer is based on these five things. V'yismach simcha rabba b'asoyse davar zeh, which he's going to talk about when it comes to love. Part of it is, I'm happy to do it. I want to do it. Like I said, that's the chiluk between the level of chassidus, as we're going to talk about, which is I want to do. I want to please Hashem. I want to do good things. Not that I have to, not that I should, not that I'm going to Gehenna, not that I'm, it's not about that. I want to do the right thing. That's number four. Number three. Number four is Shlemus Alev, Hu Shetia Avodah L'Fanes Baruch B'Torah Kavana. All internal. Two guys are putting on tefillin, this guy has this intention, this guy this. Two guys who are learning Torah, this guy has this intention, right? Living your life true to yourself and your intentions and clarifying your intentions, as he says, I'm not doing it for the honor, I'm not doing it for other people. Obviously, these are high levels to get to. I'm doing it because it's true. I'm being true to myself. You're not sort of like, I'm not doing this and then thinking about this. Okay, mitzvah anashim lumada, or I'm doing things robotic. I'm really invested. I'm really there. I'm present. I would call it maybe Tara Salev might be that I'm really fully present. Cognitively, emotionally, physically, on all levels, I'm totally, totally present. There isn't a part of me, not in that language of IFS, but that could be also, all of me is serving. All of me is there. Okay, I'm fully there. Number five and last one, Shmirat kol ha-mitzvos k'mashmo, Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, Dahainu Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos k'mashmo, Shmiras kol ha-mitzvos, which means basically, we're only 6 minutes in, guys. Basically, it means that Hashem asks me to do 613 things. God willing, you'll get married, and your wife's going to ask you to do at least 613 things. And you, what you're going to want to do to be a good husband is you're going to want to say, sure, honey, now it takes time, it takes work. Just like Hashem, or 248 things that she's going to ask you to do, and 365 things that she's going to ask you not to do. So you want to have a good relationship. So, oh, she's going to punish me if I don't do it? She's not your, mother. She's not going to punish you. She's not going to punish you. You want that relationship. So in order to have a relationship, I ask you please to, you know, it's a little hot in the room. Could you put the air conditioning a little lower? So you'll say, sure, honey, even though you're hot, even though you're cold, right? Whatever it might be, that's a simple example. Halavai, that should be the problems. But that's, but it's the same thing. That's really where it comes from. The relationship of, you ask me to do, it's your friends as well. Your roommate asks you, could you please do something? Could you please not do something? To build a relationship, which is really what a mitzvah is. That's really ultimately what a mitzvah is. Hashem is asking us, please do this, please don't do this. Right? That's what he says. Vihine. Kol eila klalim tzrichim perish gadol. Obviously, we didn't do justice. He's going to go through it. Mitzvah Hashem, I give everybody here a blessing that you'll go through it with us together. Last year and the years before, Baruch Hashem, we've gone through this. It'll change your life. We'll dance together by the Ramchal. Mitzvah Hashem. Kol eila klalim tzrichim perish gadol. Matzadokim erish kol eilachalgam epsedo chilakach yozir brother misrul levadrog misrachas bom leknais samal nachay. He says there's another level. Here he gives you the five macro ways, which is yira, halicha bedrachav, ahava, shleimus alev, and shmiras kol hamitzvos. Those are the five pillars of how to connect to Hashem, to connect to yourself, to connect to everybody. And obviously he's going to break all five of those categories in much more details. We're almost there, guys. It brought in a few places. So I'm not even going to translate any of this because that's what the whole Sefer is about. At the end, brings to Tchias HaMesim, believe it or not, there are people, that's why you go to the tzaddik, and he can give a bracha, and someone's going to die, and he gives a bracha, and suddenly the guy lives, because he has the key to Tchias HaMesim. Hine al pi ha-brais ha-zois, he says, Hiskamti l'chaber chiburi zeh, l'lame, listen to the humility, he's not being poetic here, this is the Ramchal, who himself was beyond an incredible person. He says, "Lelamid laatzmi." He says, "To teach myself, ulahaskir lacherim, and to remind everybody else." Unbelievable. Tenai avodah shlemish b'angasayim. He says, "Vevar." It's unbelievable to finish the hakdama with all of you. B'cholad mechad mehem inyanav v'chalakov opratav, and each one of these parts and categories, I'm going to explain how to acquire them. Derech liknos azo. Uma hey mafsidov, and what are the factors in life that actually undermine you acquiring it. So it's not just that you have to acquire it, like we said, there are going to be obstacles that are not going to want you to acquire it. So not only do you have to, you know, be focused on how to acquire, you also have to stay away from the things that will push you away. And he says, "Vaderech l'shomrim ki ekra bayani." He says, "I will read it." V'chol mishim subo nachas. Anyone else who likes it, leman nilmad. I love it. Liyiras Hashem, because we have to teach ourselves how to have a relationship with Hashem. You have to teach yourself. How are you supposed to know? Elokeinu v'lo sishachach menu chavaseinu lefanav. So we don't forget our responsibility to Him. The physical world tries to pull this away from our life and from our hearts. That's really what nature, as I've said many times, we have a purpose in this world, and the purpose of the world naturally is to pull us and steal us away from our purpose of the world. In the world, from our heart, Hakriya Vestaklus, reading and thinking about it, Yalal Zichroneinu, will bring to our consciousness the Yireinu, and will wake us up that which we are Elamatzuva Leinu, that which is demanded from us. Hashem Yeh Bechisleinu, Hashem will be with our foolishness and our silliness. V'Yishma Ragleinu Milakeid, and will save us from traps. Hashem, give us and teach us. Horeini is Meloshon Moreh, your teacher. Teach us, God, your ways. Ahalech Bamitecha, I want to go in MS. Yached Levavi, I want my hearts and my Yetzahara, everything, to be able to fear you and to have awe from you. Amen. Kain, Yehiratzon, 10 minutes a day. Definitely will keep the Yetzer Hara away. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.